Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There was the best story recently in the news that we wanted to share with you today. It sends such a powerful message, and it's such a great example of valuing what matters most. This is the story of Hunter Mahan, who was playing in the Canadian Open Golf Tournament when he found out his wife went into labor. It was 3 weeks early, so it was a little unexpected. Mahan was leading the Open, top of the board, first place. He was halfway to a winner's check worth over $1 million, and yet he dropped everything to fly home to Dallas and be with his wife, Candy, as she delivered the couple's first child, Zoe Olivia Mahan. Hunter was getting ready to play when his agent, Chris Armstrong, approached him with a cell phone. Mahan took the call, heard his wife, and that was that. Your 2013 Canadian Open leader was out of there. No deliberations, no questions, gone. Mahan made it out of Canada quickly. Word trickled out that the Canadian Open leader was rushing home to be present for the birth of a child, and a friend from Texas offered a ride home on his private plane. How nice is that? On the flight, Mahan couldn't sleep. He tried to keep his mind busy. He wound up getting home in plenty of time. Zoe arrived at 3:26 a.m. on Sunday. Mahan says, "When I am done playing golf, I'd rather be noted for being a good husband and good father than anything else." He explained that golf and golf titles were fleeting, that success comes and goes, and that there were more important things. Seeing your daughter every day, having a family, that is stuff that makes you happy to your core, he said. And this was from an article posted in the Wall Street Journal entitled Hunter Mahan's Perfect Decision, and it's by Jason Gay, and it's from August 1st, 2013. What a great guy. Can you imagine the increase of love that would automatically grow between a couple because of his decision? It seems like their relationship would be instantly fortified and strengthened. It's such a great example of putting family first, despite a lot of outside pressure to do otherwise. Along those same lines, we wanted to share with you a clip from a talk from Elder Richard G. Scott, who is a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. And this is from General Conference, April 2013, and the talk is entitled, For Peace at Home. Here it is in his own words.
Many voices from the world in which we live tell us we should live at a frantic pace. There's always more to do and more to accomplish. Yet deep inside each of us is a need to have a place of refuge where peace and serenity prevail. A place where we can reset, regroup, re-energize to prepare for future pressures. The ideal place for that peace is within the walls of our own homes, where we have done all we can to make the Lord Jesus Christ the centerpiece. Some homes have a father who is a worthy priesthood holder, joined by a faithful, devoted mother, who together lead in righteousness. Many homes have a different configuration. Regardless of your circumstances, you can center your home and your life on the Lord, Jesus Christ, for he is a source of true peace in this life. Be certain that every decision you make, whether temporal or spiritual, is conditioned on what the Savior would have you do. When he is the center of your home, there's peace and serenity. There is a spirit of assurance that pervades the home, and it is felt by all who dwell there.
Do you ever feel like that? That life is almost forcing you to live at a frantic pace? But one of the lines he says that's particularly poignant is, "Be certain that every decision you make, whether temporal or spiritual, is conditioned on what the Savior would have you do." That is great counsel and advice, and it's good to remember what's really important. That's the message we want to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Go in Peace, and it's featuring Jesse Clark Funk. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day.
For myself, I'd heard stories of Jesus and the people that he had helped. I had suffered for so long. Could his power be real? If I made it through the crowd, I knew I would be healed. So I walked up behind him and touched his garment hem. I felt something move through me. I was whole again. He turned and with searching eyes said, "Who touched me?" Trembling, I hid my face, then fell down at his feet. He helped me understand that he was much more than just a man. He taught me the miracle was not when I touched his robe, it was when my heart was sure and I knew. Faith that made it so.